早，主啊，兴起你的教会，使教会，使百姓，使众信徒能够靠你坚固，使我们合一，成为你荣耀的器皿。我们把一切的颂赞、荣耀都归给你。阿们。请坐。
Father, we thank you that we get to be in your presence this morning. We thank you that you hear our prayers. And we thank you that you hear the cries of your sons and daughters who do not know you yet. Lord, we ask you to use us.
主啊，我请
求 to send us to go and share the gospel, to obey your commands, to allow the Holy Spirit to move in us, and may your kingdom come, and your will be done.
使你的旨意行在地上
in Jesus' name.Amen.
Amen.
Hello, everyone. My name is David Gamboa. I'm with Elijah Rising.
大家好，我是大卫。
我的工作是在以利亚奋兴这个机构。
I used to be a young adult and student pastor in Sugar Land.
我以前在是青年牧师牧者。
Until I went on an intervention with Elijah Rising.
直到我接触到以利亚奋兴这个事工
I went into hundreds of brothels.
我去过几百家的不良场所
And I saw slavery happening in Houston.
我就看到在我眼前在休斯顿就有奴役
And it broke my heart.
这样子破碎使我极其伤心
But I said, Lord, you can't use me because I can't speak Mandarin or Spanish.
但是我说主啊你可以使用我虽然我不会说中文或者是西班牙语
So I'm not going to go anymore
所以我就不能去了
And then the Lord told me if you don't go no one will
但是神给我一个感动说如果你不去的话没有人会去
And so here I am
所以我现在在这里
In 2018
年
My wife and I were at a church in the woodlands
我跟我太太在凌晨的教会
called Celebration Church
叫做 Celebration Church
and my wife got up to speak and she collapsed dead on the stage
我的太太上来讲话然后她就倒地
she suffered cardiac arrest
原来她心梗是吗心脏骤停
And God miraculously healed her.
上帝很奇妙地医治了她。
And since then, we've believed in God to do miracles, to heal people, to set them free, and to change our city.
自此，我们就与那一位活着的神同行，看到他医治，看到他行各样的神迹。
And so I've seen the power of God.
我亲眼见到神的全能。
And he's way more good, way more powerful than we can ever dream of.
他的全能，他的良善、美善是超过我们能想象的。
And I have faith to see the 15,000 or 20,000 women that are in slavery set free in Houston.
所以我相信，在15,000到20,000这些被奴役的妇女在休斯顿，我有信心神会释放他们。
Elijah Rising's mission is to combat human trafficking in Houston.
以利亚奋兴这支就是为着要让这样子人口贩卖的情况能够减少。
We've been doing this for 10 years, and this is our 10-year anniversary.
今年是我们第十年。
There we go. Oh, am I doing the wrong thing?
Court, you're...
Oh. The verse. Okay. Thank you. We've seen brothels shut down and women set free from dangerous situations.
我们看到妓院被关闭，有许多的妇女得到。
We've seen the Lord heal women physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually through the power of the Holy Spirit.
我们看到上帝他医治了人的身心灵。
However, the work is not done.
但是我们的工作还没有做完。
The problem continues to grow and get larger.
其实问题越来越严重。
The United States leads the world as being the number one consumer of sex in the world.
各位可能不知道，美国是世界上第一性消费的国家。
And it angers the Lord that while many of us prosper in the United States, there are many that are trapped in slavery.
在美国有许多人兴盛繁荣，但是你有没有想过，上帝极其愤怒，有太多的人在美国却在奴役之中。
Their wages are robbed from them.
他们的工资被剥削。
Their honor and humanity is robbed from them.
他们的尊严被践踏。
And it's the Lord's will that the captive be set free.
但是这是神的旨意，就是让被掳的得释放。
And so I want to focus this message on a key scripture in Isaiah 58.
所以今天的主题经文是以赛亚书五十八章。
58:6-9.
六到九节，弟兄姐妹，我们一起起立，我们来念这一段经文。以赛亚书五十八章六到九节，我所拣选的禁食，不是要松开羞恶的绳，解下恶下的锁，使被欺压的得自由，折断一切的轭吗？不是要把你的饼分给饥饿的人，将漂流的穷人接到你家中，见赤身的给他衣服遮体，连续自己的骨肉而不掩盖吗？这样你给他光，就必发现如早晨的光。你所得的医治要速速发明，你的公义必在你前面行，耶和华的荣光必做你的后盾。那时你求告，耶和华必应允；你呼求，他必说：我在这里。你若从你中间除掉重恶和指责人的指头，并发恶言的事，弟兄姐妹，请坐。
In the beginning days, there were three brothels next to our office.
在一开始的时候，在我们旁边办公室有三间妓院。
There were women trafficked from China, Thailand, and Korea.
他们从中国、泰国还有韩国被人口贩子卖到这里来。
And the street address was 5806 on all three of these brothels.
他们的门牌号码是五八零六。
And so since then, this has been a key verse for Elijah Rising.
也因为这个号码5806，就是成为今天以赛亚书的经文的根据。
And a lot of people read this and they think this is just about fasting.
很多人都想说这只不过是禁食而已。
And fasting is a spiritual discipline we should all practice.
禁食是一个属灵的操练，我们每个人都应该经历。
But in this verse, the Lord rebukes Israel for tolerating the mistreatment of people in their nation.
但如果你再看经文，你就发现主耶和华他责备那些在不公不义里面，我们却没有为他伸冤。
In a fast, you stop eating.
在禁食的时候，我们停止我们的禁食吃饭。
But the Lord is saying, I want to bring a stop to oppression and the mistreatment of people.
但你有没有想过，神的心意？也是要停止那些压迫、那些欺压跟剥削。
To loose the bonds of wickedness means to destroy the injustice.
当松开那凶恶的绳索的时候，意思是将不公不义给消灭。
To undo the straps of the yoke.
使我们颈上的轭能够被解开。
Speaks to people treating other people like animals.
我们不能将人当作动物来看待。
The Lord says, undo that.
上帝说不可以再这样做。
And not only are we to undo it, we are to smash the yoke itself.
我们不只要消除它，并且我们要将这轭给除灭。
So there are people in our city that fit the description of this verse.
在我们就在我们自己的城市就有这样的人，就在这个情况之下。
They're not being paid their wages.
他们的工资没有被付。
They were forced here from another country.
他们从其他的国家被迫强迫拐卖在这里到这里来。
People threatened to harm their families or themselves.
他们被恐吓，来威胁他们的家人。
And I want to tell you a story of a young woman.
所以我想要讲一个年轻妇女的故事。
Kay lived in Thailand.
Kay 这个女孩子是从泰国来。
Her family was raised in poverty and she had no education.
她们家是一个贫困的家庭，她没有接受什么样的教育。
She didn't see a future for herself in Thailand.
所以她在泰国觉得没有什么机会。
Then one day she met a man who told her he can get her to the United States to work.
有一天有一个男人找她说，我可以带你到美国上班。
He told her she'll work in a restaurant or factory.
说可以在那边的餐馆还是工厂里面打工。
But when she got to the United States,
当她真的到美国以后，
she found out she was going to work prostitution in a massage parlor.
她发现她要去按摩院去做妓女。
In order to pay off her $60,000 debt.
因为她欠了六万块的债，美金。
When she got there, she wanted to leave the brothel.
她当然到那边去，她想要离开那个不良的场所。
But her resistance is met with violence and threats.
但是她一抵抗就遭到暴力对待。
Her trafficker reminds her, if you break your contract,
那个人贩子警告她，如果你违约，
it'll bring dishonor to you and your family back home.
你家里家人都蒙羞。
In 7 months, Kay makes $200,000.
几个月，她实际赚了$200,000。
Yet she doesn't receive a penny of it.
但她一毛都没拿到。
Because all of her income went to paying off her debts that have grown because of interest.
因为所有赚的钱都被那个钱庄利滚利给吃掉了。
When she pays off the debt, the manager says, "You're free to go."
当她终于把债还清了，这个人说：“你可以走啊。”
So they lock her out of the brothel.
他就把她推到妓院的门外。
So she's standing in the parking lot.
她就站在停车场。
With no money.
没有一毛钱。
No clothes.
没有衣服。
And she doesn't speak English.
她不能说英文。
She has nowhere to go.
她不知道去哪里。
She has no friends.
她没有任何的朋友。
No church community.
没有教会。
No one to call if she can find a payphone.
没有电话，也不知道找谁。
So she knocks on the door.
所以她只好再回去敲门。
And says, "I can't go anywhere else. Will you take me back?"
说我哪里都去不了，再让我回来吧。
So she continues to work in the brothel.
所以她继续在那里工作。
One day, Kay is beaten, raped, and stabbed by a buyer.
有一天，Kay 她就被客人就被打、被虐待。甚至被刺。
She's taken to a hospital and is hospitalized for an entire month.
她被送到医院里面，在医院住了一个月。
Kay is then arrested in a prostitution sting a couple of months later.
几个月之后，她就被逮捕，因为她从事卖淫活动。
And her picture is posted on Facebook and on the news and everywhere.
所以她的这个消息就传遍了在社群的网站。
With the label prostitute.
她上面就给她定了一个名字，说她是一个妓女。
She's taken to a detention center to await trial.
她被带到一个拘留所等待审讯。
An ICE agent visits her and threatens to deport her.
移民官进来恐吓她说，我要把你驱逐出境。
Finally, Kay tells the agent that she's a victim of human trafficking.
终于她说，其实我是人口贩卖的受害者。
She knew that if she told details about her trafficking situation, her life would be in danger.
她知道她透露太多的细节，她的生命将会受到威胁。
But she did it because that was the only option.
但是她实在无路可以走了，讲出来是她唯一的活命之路。
And after all that, Kay was finally be able to set free.
经过这样的挫折跟痛苦，终于她可以得到自由了。
And someone in the anti-trafficking movement helped her.
因为有人是因为反人口贩卖的人来帮助了她。
This is a very common story for women in Houston that are trafficked in Houston.
其实这样的故事在休斯顿常常在上演。
It's a $2 billion industry in the United States.
因为这是一个20亿美金的产业。
In Houston alone, there's anywhere from 300 to 600 businesses that are disguised as brothels.
在休斯顿这个地方就有300到600家伪装成其他行业的不良场所。
And it's not just sex trafficking, it's also labor trafficking.
不只是性的剥削，也有可能是劳动力的剥削。
There is a growing trend of women from Korea and China trafficked in Houston.
越来越多就发现有更多从中国跟韩国被拐卖到休斯顿来的妇女。
In 1980, there were around 5 brothels.
1980年只有五家不良场所。
And in 2004, there was a little over 100.
2004有超过100家。
And in 2020, that number increased to 489. 2020
的时候是489家。
And as long as stories like Kay's continue to go unnoticed,
如果还有继续像 Kay 这样的故事发生的话，
the problem will continue to grow.
这个问题就持续的扩大。
However, we serve a God who wants to reach the world with the gospel.
但是我们心里对神要将福音传到万民，传给万民有负担。
Especially those who are in slavery.
特别是那些在奴役当中的人。
So how do we do this?
我们怎么做呢？
How do we reach people trapped in slavery in Houston?
我们怎么样来帮助那些在休斯顿活在奴役当中的人呢？
Are we willing to go into places where Christians are not expected to go?
我们是只去那些基督徒的地方吗？还是要去那些你不曾去过、你觉得肮脏污秽的地方？
And walk into the brothels and demonstrate the love of Jesus.
去到那些不良场所，走进去，来向他们说主耶稣基督爱你，显露神的爱。
Many times we will not be welcomed.
很多时候我们到那些店的门口的时候，我们不会受到欢迎的。
But neither was Jesus nor his disciples.
但你有没有想过，耶稣基督跟他的门徒在那个年代也没有受到欢迎。
They all ended up giving their lives to be an eyewitness to Christ.
他们都因着福音而摆上他们自己的生命。
And the world hated them for it.
这个世界恨恶主耶稣的门徒。
We need to recover this passion and intensity in reaching the lost.
在我们的心中，我们要重新点燃对于主耶稣基督的爱，对于福音的热情跟热望。
Because we have the freedom now to reach those who are lost.
因为现在我们有自由，我们可以用这个自由去接触到他们。
It's not very dangerous right now.
其实现在没有你想的那么危险。
Maybe one day it will not be as safe.
或许有一天就开始危险了。
But right now we have an opportunity to reach women.
但今天你有机会可以接触到这些妇女。
Who have never heard of the gospel of Jesus Christ.
他们从来都没有听到福音。
They don't have hope or plans for their future.
因此他的人生没有任何的盼望，没有任何的计划。
They're brokenhearted and hurt.
他们的心破碎，他们的肉体受到摧残折磨。
And they need the healing power of the Holy Spirit.
他们需要圣灵来医治他们。
We in January we prayed and fasted 21 days.
在一月的时候，一月份的时候，我们禁食祷告21天。
And we asked the Lord to connect us to a Chinese church.
我们向主来寻求说，让我们与一个中国教会来连接。
And someone from your church called us.
然后有一天，我们教会的某一位联络了这个机构。
So I believe you are an answer to God's prayer.
我相信你们就是我们祷告神所给我们的答案。
Because the women in these brothels need you because you speak their language.
因为这些在不良场所工作的妇女，她们说中文，我们可以跟她沟通。
You understand their culture and their worldview.
我们其实了解她们的成长背景跟她们的世界观。
I will never be able to reach them like you can.
我真的没有办法可以像各位能够接触的这么好。
They will listen to you.
他们比较听你们的。
And so I invited two of our sisters who do outreach into the brothels.
所以我邀请了两位姐妹到不良场所去来跟我们一同工作。
Talisha and Lynn.
Talisha 姐妹跟 Lynn 姐妹。
And Talisha is going to share a testimony.
Talisha, 等一下她会来分享她的见证。
About how we bring the gospel into the brothels.
我们怎么样可能把福音带到不良场所里面去？
So please welcome her.
我们一起来欢迎她。
I get, yeah, we'll need a microphone. There you go.There it is.
Hello.
It's working. Hello.
Hello.
Again, my name is Talisha O'Connor. I'm so grateful to be here. I'm a little emotional right now. Sorry.
我的名字是 Talisha, 很高兴见到大家。
When I saw you ladies up here singing,
当我听到我们的敬拜诗班在这里。
In comparison to the women I've seen with no hope in these brothels.
在这里的像主在一起的喜乐对照在那些不良场所当中妇女的愁苦
It just overcomes me
我就情不自禁
So my journey with Elijah Rising began 5 years ago
所以五年前我就加入了以利亚奋兴这个机构
I was actually in a celebrate recovery ministry with some friends
其实我是正在庆祝就是有一些戒瘾事工的一个事工我与一些朋友一起来庆祝这个戒瘾事工
They simply invited me to come and see
他们邀请我一起来看到这个事工
And I went
所以我去那里
Wasn't a special call, it was just an invitation
就是因为我的朋友在那里他们邀请我来我就来了
So I went to Northwest Houston Intervention.
所以我去西北的一个活动，西北区的一个活动。
Didn't know what to expect.
不知道在那里我会遇到什么。
We begin with worship and prayer in a church.
我们在那个教会里面，我们开始来敬拜，来开始祷告。
Then we went out to the brothels.
然后我们就去那个妓院，不良场所。
We would bring a gift.For the ladies,
我们就带着那个礼物要给那里的女子
，and simply love on them.
然后就爱他们。
We would ask if they need prayer.
我们会问他说：“你们需要祷告吗
？”Some were fearful.
有些人他很害怕。
Some shushed us out.
有些人就直接把我们推出去。
But some were overcome with emotion.
但是有些人他们就忍住他们的情绪。
I would see their faces.
我可以看着他们的脸。
And they felt loved by Jesus.
他们可以感受到耶稣基督的爱。
They didn't know why they felt that way.
他们不知道为什么会这样。
But the joy of seeing God wash over them.
但是有一个喜乐是看到耶稣基督的血将他们洗净。
It overcame me, and I kept going back.
这种喜乐一直在笼罩着我，所以我一直回去，一直去做。
We would continue the same routes every month.
我们每个月都走同一条路。
And see hearts touched.
看到有许多人的心被主耶稣所触摸。
One problem.
但有一个问题。
We couldn't speak their language.
我们还是没有办法说他们的语言。
We couldn't put words to Jesus to them.
我们没有办法可以将主耶稣基督的话语用他们的语言讲进去。
So we asked a Chinese church in Houston.
所以我们问在休斯顿有没有教会。
And they sent us a couple translators.
所以中国的教会，在休斯顿的教会，他们给我们几个翻译员。
The women lit up when they heard about Jesus.
而这些在里面的妇女，她们的脸色都改变了，当她们听到主耶稣的福音。
So we would continue to go and love on them and make a relationship.
所以我们就去那边跟她们建立关系。
When I would come home, I would start to see brothels in this area.
当我回家的时候，我就发现沿路还是有一些不良的场所，我不禁留意到。
I would call my friends and say, "We need to go to Spring."
所以我就跟我的朋友说，我们要到 Spring 这个城市去。
So we went to Woodlands Church and asked, "Can we start this here?"
所以我们去 Woodlands 教会去问说，我们可不可以从你们开始
？And we did.
然后我们就开始了。
3 years ago, we started it here.
3年前我们就开始。
3 months before that, though, we prayed.
在三个月之前，在那三个月之前，我们祷告。
We would go to each brothel and pray over it.
然后我们会去我们所知道的那些不良的场所，在他的面前，在场所面前祷告。
And I asked God, "How are we going to speak to them? We don't have a translator."
那时候我本来在想说，神啊，我们没有翻译，我怎么可能有机会可以接触到他们
？And I live right up the street, so I would pass this church.
所以我经过这个教会。
Every day.
每天经过。
And one day, God said, "You need to stop in there."
有一天，神让我告诉我说，你要在那个教会去那里教会。
So I obeyed.
所以我在那里。
And I came in and spoke to George and asked if you guys wanted to help with our brothel ministry.
所以我就走进这个教会，就发现了陈建德弟兄，说你要不要来做这个事工
？Which probably scared George.
那他可能听到的时候有点害怕。
But I prayed, and he said he would pray and give it to missions.
然后他说他会祷告。并且跟我们的宣教部来联络沟通。
So I received a call from Furgen.
所以我们收到福珍的电话。
And a couple people, including Lynn, were sent.
还有王林医生也一起来。
And again, these women were touched because their culture and their language was present.
当福珍姐妹、王林姐妹她们到了那个地方的时候，你可以想象，在那里的妇女的心是何等的感动与激动。
A couple months ago, I was not able to go.
几个月前我不能，没办法去。
But Lynn went.
但王林姐妹去。
And she led one of the women to Christ.
她就带了一个妇女信主。
And when I went back the next month.
当我下个月再去的时候。
Her face shone like you ladies singing up here.
她的脸就从黑暗的愁苦变成像我们刚才敬拜的那样的荣光，有主的荣光。
She had hope.
因为她心中有盼望。
In 1 Corinthians 12, it talks about the body of Christ.
在哥林多前书十二章谈到基督的身体。
Some are hands and some are feet.
有的人做手，有的人做脚。
I believe you guys are the mouthpiece that was missing in this ministry.
或许各位是做神话语的出口。
It is such a blessing to serve in this ministry, and I'm just very grateful that you guys allowed me to share a little bit.
是神的福分，让我们在这里可以分享。
Thank you for letting me share.
谢谢各位让我在这里分享。
All right. So how can we get involved and go?
所以我们怎么样能够参与呢
？You can visit ElijahRising.org.
你可以到以利亚奋兴 ElijahRising.org 这个网站
，and scroll down to the bottom and sign up sign up to receive our emails.
你可以在那里，你可以订阅他们的电子报。
The Lord is doing something very unique at this time right now.
我相信主耶稣在这里要做奇妙的事工。
After our 21 days of prayer and fasting,
经过我们21天的禁食祷告，
an expert on Korean sex trafficking called us.
突然就有一位韩国专门针对人口贩卖的专家打电话给我们。
She lives in Ohio and focuses her work in New York.
她住在俄亥俄州，她专注在那里工作，是工作在纽约。
But she says, I'm shifting my focus to Houston because the problem has gotten so bad.
但是我们发现休斯顿的问题越来越严重，我就从纽约的工作，纽约的事工转到休斯顿来。
And so in May, we're going to bring her to Houston to have her share.
所以五月份她会搬过来，她就可以来与我们分享。
And we're going to mobilize the Asian community to combat human trafficking.
我们要动员在这边的亚裔族群来打击人口贩卖。
And so I'm going to close this out in prayer.
所以我想要来做一个祷告。
But I believe God is going to begin to speak to some of you and call you into this mission.
我相信上帝会对你们说话，在座的有一些人，如果神对你说话，我相信有人会回应这个事工。
And so the first thing I task you with is to pray and seek the Lord about what you are to do.
所以第一件事情，我鼓励大家，我们个人向神来祷告，神给你的带领是什么？
We need people to pray.
我们也需要带祷的勇士。
We need people to go.
我们也需要行动的勇士。
We need people to be loud and speak about it, bring awareness.
我们也需要那些发言的勇士，使大家都明白现在的情况是怎么样。
We need doctors.
我们也需要医生。
Immigration attorneys.
我们需要移民律师。
ESL courses.
还有英文老师。
Social services.
社会工作者。
Help people get their licenses.
帮助他们可以取得合适正当的执照。
Teach people about wage theft.
告诉他们一些社会的工作经验。
We need real estate agents.
我们需要房地产
to educate landowners about brothels.
我们需要房地产的专家来告诉这些地产的人说这些不良场所的情况。
So let's pray.
所以我们一起来祷告好吗？
Holy Spirit, would you come?
圣灵，请你来。
Ignite a fire in our hearts.
在我们的心中就点起你的圣火。
To be obedient to your word.
能够遵守你的话语
，to preach your gospel to all nations，
将福音就传遍，传讲福音到各国万国去传讲福音
，especially the ones that are our neighbors，
特别就在我们的邻居，特别是我们的邻舍。
Lord， I pray that you would awaken someone here。
主啊，我祷告在座的当中，你能够复兴，你能够兴起某一些人
，that you would revive a desire in them。
在他们心中的那个对公义、对主的渴望能够被点燃
，to be your hands and feet，
成为你的手，成为你的脚
，to see the very power of God，
能够看到神的荣耀
，bring people out of slavery，
用神的全能将人从罪恶当中拯救出来，从压制当中释放出来
，just as you use Moses to bring people out of slavery。
就像是你用摩西来将人从奴役当中拯救出来。
We are your vessel, so use us.
我们是你的器皿，所以使用我们。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen. 那我们请敬拜团队到前面来，我们来预备。那弟兄姐妹，请起立，我们来唱回应的诗歌。
献上自己为祭，完全降服于你。 心胸来焚烧，恩高厚厚是一击，迈开征战步伐，高举基督旌旗，你看我们为华冠，以我们为金币，让我们重建大卫倒塌的帐幕，我们起来堵住其中的破口，重修毁坏的祭坛，释放被掳的灵魂，愿你荣耀的国度降临，让我们重建大卫倒塌的帐幕，我们起来堵住其中的破口，重修毁坏的祭坛，释放被掳的灵魂，愿你荣耀的国度降临，愿你荣耀的国度降临。
听得见吗？弟兄姐妹大家好，真的是很感谢 very thankful 那个David 弟兄跟 Teresa 弟兄 your very powerful message and also very touching the story. Okay, I'm sure today you probably touch lots of congregation.